Okay, Ollie Horgan, congratulations, another important victory.
Yeah, any victory is important. They're hard to get, as you can see. You know, we're hanging on there for probably from half time on, to be honest with you. We ran a little bit of the legs, but to be fair to them, there was a bit of the you know, the doggedness and difficult to beat part to us today, as there was on Monday night, that might have been missing at patches early on in the season.
Yeah, and you said after the game on Monday night, Ollie, that did worry you in the second half, the way, you know, Harps didn't really take the game to Pats, they kind of sat back, and that's kind of what happened tonight too, is it?
Yeah, but I mean, it was what happened. I mean, Limerick looked very, very fresh for a team that played on Tuesday night, albeit their full time, albeit they've, you know, a much bigger panel than we have. Like when you see, you know, Paul O'Connor coming on, when you see, I think Ian Turner came on, and you know, they're proper players and proper men, you know. But to be fair, we were excellent tonight and Monday in the first half, and to be fair, there was a little bit of doggedness about us in the second half of both those games, and thankfully we fell just over the line.
Yeah, and again their goal came very late, but they had a chance as well deep in injury time with that header from Clark.
It was Dean Clark, the guy, was it? Yeah. They're excellent in crosses, especially the Tossy lad, and indeed Chris Mulhall, they're excellent at crosses, and Robson got a few in, and Sean Kelly got forward and got a few in, and we knew that is one of their strengths, a lot of strengths. So maybe a little bit of luck that we didn't have in certain games went away when that ball just breezed past the post and didn't land in the net.
Yeah, and can I ask you about the first half performance as well from Harps? I mean, that was quality stuff in that open 45 minutes, and some great goals.
Yeah, there was, you know, I mean, the second goal, you know, to be fair, that you know, they'd be raving about it somewhere else, but I don't think anyone there is going to be smelling themselves. Both halves on Monday, or the first half of Monday and the first half of the night, I thought they were very, very good against two very good sides. They're both full-time sides. Unfortunately, the second half really was just not disappointing, but we ran out of legs, which, and we're running out of bodies. We're down another two now on Friday for Sligo. So, you know, I think the sooner we get to the break or to the window, the better for us, and to try and patch things up and get one or two more people in.
Yeah, and you had some big calls to make tonight as well in terms of your team selection, because your team came in on the back of a good victory, but you still made the changes, Ollie.
Yeah, we had a good look at Boers on Tuesday night. You know, maybe we got it right tonight. A lot of nights, you know, myself and Paul don't get it right, and we're the first people to admit that. I think the matchups were happy with the way it went. You know, we went with like, if you like, and there was a few changes around as well, and there's a couple of lads there that are very near suspension as well, that we held back to try and keep them on the pitch between now and the break, because obviously with others that won't be available to us.
Right, okay, and finally, the sending off was another talking point. It happened right in front of the Limerick dugout. How did you see it?
Denny maintains that he didn't nick him at all. I think it was Paul O'Connor, was it?
It was.
To be fair to the referees, they went about their business, to their credit. It wasn't about them. They got on with the game. I asked him at the end to explain it. He felt that he did catch him, which is fair enough, but they got on with it. It wasn't about them, and it wasn't about me, and it wasn't about the Limerick manager. It was about the players out there, and there were some damn good players on both sides there tonight.
Yeah, good game, very enjoyable, and good to see a good crowd here too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we hadn't as many people here on Monday night, but to be fair to the ones that were there on Monday night that drove us on, I mean, Limerick have serious players. We have one or two ourselves, you know, and I think they show that, albeit with running out of steam maybe on the hour mark. Yeah.